Skopos is the Greek word for aim or purpose. Listen to this edition of Skopos as Dr. Brett Larson helps apply the purposes of Scripture to our daily lives.
So many Christians in our generation have divorced themselves from a proper theology of work. Work was ordained by God in Genesis as Adam and Eve were instructed to tend the garden, work with the animals, and cultivate the earth. Their work was a way to bring glory to God. The sinful fall of mankind did not result in work as punishment. It resulted in work being more difficult, less fruitful, and a corruption of work's purity. As time has gone on, secularist thinking has crept into our understanding of work as relativistic, self-focused ideology results in viewing work as merely a necessary evil for survival. If one can survive with minimal effort, commitment, and/or value, it is preferred and viewed efficient in this culture. That is not God's design for mankind. Christians must understand that work and hard labor is not a result of sin. God made mankind for work and to experience the joy of His glory through work. One's work is a testament to God, an opportunity to serve His creation, and the Bible tells us it will keep us from sin caused by idleness. Work is purpose. God's word instructs us to work with all our might, and that whatever our hand finds itself to do it with all our might for His glory. Our work is our testimony. Poor, careless, and disinterested work is a bad testimony, as much as excellence is a good testimony. And while hard work is biblical, so is rest and a proper balance in a person's life, but biblical rest is a topic for another day. Adam Smith's concept of free market economics rewards effort, ethics, and value. It promotes contracting with the best and makes all involved better. Smith recognized the inherent sin nature of individuals and imagined a system of economics that rewarded effort and excellence and discouraged laziness. His Wealth of Nations aligns well with biblical ideas of work. While not perfect, it is the best system that has been created in dealing with man's propensity and rewarding effort. Unfortunately, as secularism explodes across America, the continuation of free market economics hangs in the balance due to a corrupt, lazy, disinterested culture. Smith's economic thinking also required a moral culture. Such ideas were also reflected by Smith's contemporaries as they developed the building blocks for America's economic and political system. Explorer John Smith, well over 150 years before America's freedom, said, "He who does not work does not eat." And we shouldn't forget that early pilgrims contracted, which is a free market concept, with each other in the Mayflower Compact. Our very Constitution is a contract, indicating personal freedom and responsibility. The bottom line is that the collective community is not responsible for a person's success or failure, nor are groups of people responsible for other people's sin. Only you and I can answer for our own actions. Individual responsibility is biblical, whether it's how we honor God through hard work, how we rest, or even our own sin. Our nation will never flourish again if we cannot grasp a biblical theology of personal responsibility and how our work should honor our Creator. We are not designed for the couch. We are not designed to take advantage of systems. We are not designed for compromise in the name of easy. We are designed to honor God through our responsibility to glorify Him through our work.
Thanks for listening to Skopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Skopos online at wdcxradio.com.